Good morning, I'm Christopher Schmidt.
And I'm Danielle Ram. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, Garrigan's large group speech team did about as well as they could do at state contest. Every Garrigan entry earned a Division I or excellent rating. That included two improvisation groups and two acting ensembles. Students earning Division I's included Rebecca Brosnan, Jenna Richter, Taylor Brandenburg, Rebecca Erdman, Katrina Even, Amy Rasmussen, Kelly Klein, Michael Fockler, Jake Rosemeyer, Anna Kolash, Nora Cranbuehl, Michael Hellman, Holly Birkland, and Randy Kenyon. Congratulations to coaches Mary McCall and David Burrow and everyone in large group speech.
Rehearsals have already begun for individual speech. District contest is 2 weeks off, and once again, Garrigan will be hosting that contest right here at Garrigan. Alex Hamilton and Jake Rosemeyer will be competing in public address, Brittany Birdie, Michael Hellman, and Rebecca Erdman in radio news announcing, and Jade Kayeski and Anna Kolash in storytelling. There are six students entered in prose, Michael Fockler, Jenna Richter, Jake Rosemeyer, Rachel Birdie, Abby Hanna, and Lizzie Holmeister.
The acting category includes Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Brosnan, Cassie Rising, and Philip Dietrich. Rebecca Brosnan, Cassie Rising, Craig Holhouse, and Rebecca Erman are all performing in poetry, while Jade Kayeski, Anna Kolash, and Sam Nolan are entered in literary program. Sam is also entered in the new category of solo musical theater, and Philip Dietrich will be competing in improvisation. Good luck, individual speech.
The next great band to sweep the country just might come out of Garrigan. For about a year now, Golden Bears, Alec Buckle, Randy Kenyon, and Dana Miller have been playing together in a band called Kickstart. Alec does lead vocals and plays guitar, Randy plays bass, and Dana is on drums. The band recently released their very own CD, which even includes one completely new and original song. Everyone's talking about and listening to Warning, the Kickstart album. The CDs cost just $5, and the band members would be happy to hook you up with one today.
Last Tuesday, Garrigan's best and brightest math students spent their morning taking the AMC 12, an extremely tough exam that is given to gifted students nationwide. While in theory you could score as much as 150, the test is designed so that any score above 60 is considered very good. Senior Sam Nolan was the top scorer at Garrigan this year with 74.5. Sophomore Nora Cranbuehl and seniors Randy Kenyon, Ben Hellman, and Kelly Rouse all tied for second. Completing the top 10 were seniors Chris Hansen, Shannon Miller, and Christopher Schmidt, junior DJ Belletti, and sophomore Michael Fockler. Congratulations to these top math students.
Garrigan students are always involved in different sorts of service projects. Right now, senior Randy Kenyon is collecting non-perishable food items for the Upper Des Moines Opportunities. The food drive is organized by the Upward Bound and Educational Talent Search programs. Garrigan students will be bringing in food through the week, and Randy will deliver them to help out those in need.
Also this coming week, another group of Christian leadership students will head up to Minneapolis to help out at the Mary's Place Sharing and Caring Hands mission. The students will prepare and serve lunch to homeless and destitute people from the Twin Cities area. The trip will also include a visit to the Basilica of St. Mary in downtown Minneapolis. Religion teacher Rob Meister and math teacher David Burrow will be accompanying the group next Tuesday.
Last Thursday, the Golden Bear girls basketball team opened playoffs with a big win over Grettinger Terrell. The final score was 67-60. The girls now face West Bend Mallard next Tuesday night, right here at Garrigan. The boys team drew a bye in the first round. Their first playoff game will be next Thursday versus the winner of West Bend and TRB.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Brad Richter and Desiree Jorgensen. Here to tell you about them is Kelly Rouse.
Brad Richter is proud that he recently joined the fire department. He plays golf for the Golden Bears, and in his free time, he enjoys snowmobiling and playing guitar. You may have seen him working at the Baumgart store in Algona. Next year, Brad plans to attend Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo, where he'll major in construction technology. Good luck, Brad. Desiree Jorgensen's favorite classes are health-related. She's active in the Health Occupation Students of America and also in the Kossuth Connections Group. Desiree has played basketball and softball in the past, and she now keeps busy working at the Heritage Home in Bancroft. She'll be studying nursing at Iowa Lakes next year, and we wish her all the best.
Thanks, Rouser. On our Golden Bear calendar, the math team is in Ames today for the Iowa State Math Tournament. Tomorrow, intramural basketball continues.
Monday, we'll have a special performance from the Briarcliff Singers. Tuesday, Christian leadership goes to Mary's Place, and that night, Garrigan hosts the girls' regional quarterfinals.
Thursday, boys' district basketball begins with the Bears playing at home. Then on Friday, there's the girls' semifinal game.
Finally, this week, we want to correct something we said last week on the Bear Facts. Because of a typo in the script, we announced the wrong dates for the all-school reunion this summer to celebrate the school's 50th anniversary. The event coincides with Algona's Founders Day weekend, which is July 9th through 12th. We're sorry about any confusion, and we hope to see everybody in July.
That's the Bear Facts for Valentine's Day. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.